This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Daniel Webster. He's the Republican nominee for Congress in Florida's 8th Congressional District. That race is getting quite a bit of national attention because the incumbent there is Democrat Alan Grayson, who's been responsible for some of the more bombastic comments we've heard out of Congress in the past couple of years, and more recently for an ad that is being criticized by just about every political observer because it goes after Mr. Webster for comments that are taken dramatically out of context. And Mr. Webster, thank you very much for being with us today.
Hey, great to be on.
Before we get into some of the more recent developments in the campaign, why did you decide to run for Congress this year?
Well, I decided to run because in the end, I started looking at our country. We were headed straight down. The economy's in the tank. Our unemployment in our congressional district is 12%, and we're borrowing $4 billion a day, and we can't sustain it. And so I felt like I should get engaged and do something about it. And I guess the last thing is they don't even read the bills. And to me, how are you going to make good public policy or vote on things if you're not even given a chance to read the bills?
We should point out to our listeners that you're a former Speaker of the Florida State House. You're a small business owner. What do you believe your experience would bring to Congress? How would you address some of these issues about excessive spending and the size of government, people not reading the bills and so forth? How would your approach to government make some change here in Washington?
Well, when I became Speaker of the House, I said we're going to push down the pyramid of power and spread out the base so every member had an opportunity not only to read the bills but to actually be a part of the discussion. And so amendments and bills and so forth were heard, and they were heard and they were discussed. We took up the most important issues first, and so at the end of session, which is what now is happening, this pyramid of power they haven't in Washington basically says there's only going to be a few people that know what's going on, and we'll let you know after you vote what you actually voted on. That is wrong, and I didn't do that when I was Speaker of the House, and because we decided to, instead of basing everything on power, we based it on principle instead.
We're talking with Daniel Webster, Republican nominee for Congress in Florida's 8th Congressional District. And sir, when it comes to Alan Grayson and his 2 years in Congress, he's a freshman congressman this year. What is it about his record or, I guess, his style that convinced you that he is not the right person to represent your district and bring the type of change that we just talked about?
Well, even if he didn't have the style that and the personal problems that he's had, his record is a record of Nancy Pelosi. He's voted with her 98% of the time. And so the borrowing you see, he's in favor of that. The unemployment, I have to assume, when their only response was to spend government money on a bailout that didn't work, is the only response you have to helping fix the unemployment in our area, then I have to believe that's what he thinks is the right thing. So to me, there's what you have. And I guess if somebody said, yes, that's what I want to keep, then vote for him. But if you want to see something done about unemployment, and you want to see something done with the economy, and you want to see government get out of our lives, and you want to see hopefully a reining in and a turning down of the spigot of the overspending, and you want to see people actually be able to read the bills and talk about it and not necessarily vote with anybody, have your own vote and be independent from that, then Daniel Webster would be the person.
As I mentioned earlier, one of the most recent developments in the race is this controversial ad that Alan Grayson has released, calling you, among other things, Taliban Dan, and airing a very short clip of you saying that women should submit to their husbands. When the full tape was released, your whole point was that men should not dwell on that part of Scripture, but focus on the charge to them, and that's to love their wives as Christ loved the church. All political stripes have come out against this ad, and I know it's led to an infusion of a fundraising for you. What's been the fallout overall, do you think, from his tactics here?
Well, somebody said it was working to my benefit, and I told them it may be, but I wouldn't put it into my campaign plan if I had a chance. I don't necessarily like the ripping off of the bark off my skin, but I will tell you that it did go south on him, and I believe it's in the end it's a picture of a fact of a person who does not want to talk about his own record, and if I had that record, I wouldn't want to talk about it either. I'd be embarrassed about it. So you put up these diversions, all kinds of diversions of things supposedly I've personally done or personally believe, or even if you can't find one, then you make up one. And it's only a way to keep anybody from talking about their own record, and that's exactly what he's doing.
as we've mentioned a few times now, this is Florida's 8th congressional district. This is really kind of a swing district. It's not dominated by either party. In fact, the man, of course, that Grayson defeated 2 years ago, Rick Keller, was a Republican. What have you heard from the residents, the constituents of this district, about what they've experienced with Grayson over the past 2 years and what they want from a congressman moving forward?
Well, the issues we've talked about are what we're hearing about, and they want to change. They do. I believe that this district is more conservative. I think they saw Alan Grayson as maybe a change, but they didn't believe it'd be the change we're talking about, that you would run lockstep with Nancy Pelosi and that you would vote for bills that basically would waste, overspend, triple the deficit in just 1 year's time, all of those things. I think they did not bargain for that.
Of course, the fact that he won 2 years ago essentially means that, as did many other Republican incumbents back then, were fired. Voters were dissatisfied. So if you are fortunate to be elected in just 4 weeks from today, how will you go about your job to make sure that the voters don't have reason to fire you in 2, 4, 6, or however many years ahead of us?
Well, I'm going to do everything I can to shut off the spending. I'm going to do everything I can to get government out of the lives of businesses, especially so that we can get our economy going and create some jobs. I think if I do that, then I believe I'd be reelected.
Real quickly on the national security front, I know most of the campaign and most of the races around the country are focused on the economy, and certainly that's understandable. What are the major differences between you and the congressman when it comes to national security?
Well, you know what? This is the amazing thing. And the amazing thing is this: Hillary Clinton said just a couple of weeks ago that if we continue to borrow the way we're borrowing, it is a national security threat. And so even our economic structure and what we're doing there is spilling over into foreign policy and the way we're viewed around the world. And I don't think we can enhance our ability to be listened to and respected and so forth until we actually do something about our own economy. But it is a direct relationship. Even Democrats are saying it. There is a direct relationship to the way our economy is and what we're doing and how we're spending to our security, to the security of our country.
Well, Mr. Webster, I know you've got a very busy campaign schedule to keep. Thank you for carving out a few minutes for us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Daniel Webster is the Republican nominee for Congress in Florida's 8th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.